Human, finally you are here.
I am so glad.
I have been so excited for this all week. Come in. You can just lay your stuff down wherever you'd like. Sans always does. He's not here right now. I'm not sure where he is. Probably off boondoggling somewhere, you know him. But anyway, I am so excited to have our very first slumber party. It's going to be so much fun. I've got games and things planned. And I'm glad you made it here, all right. Toriel was a bit worried. I'm really not sure why. I mean, it's not like you live that far from me now, and you've walked the whole underground alone, so I don't know why she would really worry about you walking a couple of blocks, but oh well, I guess that just goes to show that she cares about your safety. Maybe you should call her and let her know you made it all right. I'm sure she would appreciate it, and it would alleviate her concerns. Plus, you're with me now, the great Papyrus, your friend. And I would not allow any harm to befall you, of course, human. But she did call me earlier with all these rules and warnings. Don't set anything on fire. Don't do anything reckless. Don't break anything or anyone. She had a long list of things we couldn't do. The queen must have taken the head of the royal fun police position. Fun police. I'm only teasing, human. I assured her we would have all kinds of responsible fun. She also mentioned that we didn't eat dinner, and she asked if we were going to eat something. So, are you hungry, human? Splendid! Then I, Master Chef Papyrus, shall make for us a spectacular slumber party meal. And by that I mean spaghetti. Because I know how much you love my spaghetti. Now, I shall make you my apprentice. Look, I got you this little chef hat to match my big chef hat. Mine's bigger, because I'm the master chef, of course, as you know. First, we get our ingredients. Noodles. Check. Tomatoes. Check. Seasonings. Check. And everything else. Check, check, check. Fantastic. We are off to a great start. Now first, see these noodles? They are way too long to fit into this pot, you see? Now, you might be thinking, oh no, however shall we solve this conundrum? Worry not, my young protege. You simply break them in half, like this. Now you give it a go. Yes, go on. Just crack them in half. Yes, all of them. Perfect. Very good. Now, a tip that I learned from Andai is that the more you stir it, the better it will taste. So, make sure to stir it up every few minutes. And we shall turn up the heat, not too hot. I don't want to burn the house down. And while that is boiling, put those tomatoes in that bowl. Yes, and now pound them into a juicy, liquidy consistency. Just trust me. This is how Undyne showed me, and she says it's the best, and you don't get to be head of the royal guard without knowing a few things. Go for it, human. Squash those tomatoes. Yes, yes, very good. You are a quick study. Now, let's check our noodles. Maybe just a tad bit more stirring. Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Now we must quickly drain the water. I shall do this because it It is very hot, and unlike you, human, I have no skin to burn. There. Now we just throw these noodles into the bowl with the squished up tomatoes and stir it all up. Yep, just really get it all mixed up good. Oh, it's going to be so good, I can already tell. Wow, I am stuffed. I think that might be the best batch of spaghetti I've made yet. I am sure that it is thanks to your help and my greatness. Now let's see what is next on the list. Oh, this is a good one. Human, have you ever made friendship bracelets? Well, neither have I, but I looked up how to do it on the net and I got some really nice colored threads and strings. Don't worry if you've never done it before. I shall guide you through the process step by step. I found all kinds of different ones on the net. I picked out the one that I think you're going to like the most. I got all kinds of embroidery floss, as they call it, but you only need two colors. So, pick out the two that you like best, and I will do the same. I think I'll pick blue. It's one of the greatest colors, I think, and it's the color of my fabled tech. So this one will be perfect for me. What else? Maybe red, like the color of your soul. Yes, I think those two will go together nicely. Which ones did you choose? Oh, good choice, human. Right. First thing is first. We must cut 4 strands of each color, and each strand must be 24 inches long. So, first I shall cut mine. And I'll go ahead and cut yours too. Make sure that you have them alternating in color. You see, mine goes blue, red, blue, red. Make sure you do yours that way too. Good job, human. Now, about 3 inches from the top, tie a little knot and tape it onto the table, like so. Very good. Now, separate your threads into 2 different sets. Since you have 8 total, you will have 4 on one side and 4 on the other. You see, on the left I have blue, red, blue, red, and on the right I also have blue, red, blue, red. Yeah, there you go. Next, you take the string all the way on the left, loop it around the next string, and pull it tight. And then do it one more time, just like that. And keep doing it all the way to your last string on the left side. Wow, human, you're really getting this. Are you sure you haven't made any before? All right, I believe you, but you're still really good. Maybe even better than me. Maybe. Okay, the next step is to do the same thing on the right side, but this time start with the string all the way on the right and work towards the middle. And don't forget to make every knot twice again. Now, when you get to the middle, we're going to make a knot with those 2 strings. Like this, okay? And we're going to do it twice. Yeah, there you go. Okay, now we're going to do that whole thing all over again. Starting with the one on the very left. And we're going to repeat the process until both of the strings that were on the outside get back into the middle. Okay, so try that now. And let me know if you need help. Next step. Take the strand that is the second to the outermost strand and knot it twice over the outside strand. Uh-huh, and do it on both sides. Now take the second outermost strand and work it to the middle like we did before. And then do it on the other side. Once you finish it, I think you will see what the pattern is. Ah, yes! Perfect work, human. Immaculate. Do you see what the pattern is? They're little hearts. I thought you would really like this one. I'm glad to see that I wasn't wrong. Not that I ever am, but I am glad that you like it all the same. All you have to do now is to keep working on it until you reach the very bottom, and then we'll make another knot on the end to hold it all in place. Did you finish yours? Awesome! It looks excellent, human. I finished mine too. Do you like it? Good, because I want you to have it. Here, give me your hand and I'll tie it on for you. Okay, how is that? Not too tight or too loose? Perfect. Oh, what is it? You want to give me yours? Very well, human. I accept this most wonderful and gracious gift. Will you tie it on for me? It turned out really well, I think. Especially since neither of us have ever made one before. I think yours is beautiful, and I am never going to take it off. And every time I look at it, I will remember how lucky I am to have a friend like you. Alright, what would you like to do now, human? How about a fun game? I found this game on the net, too. Apparently, it's a pretty popular human game to play at summer parties. I've never heard of it before, but it sounds fun and pretty simple. It's called Would You Rather. The way it goes is I will ask you a question involving two choices, and you will pick the one you would rather have. It's really simple, okay? Here, I'll ask you first, and then you can ask me. Would you rather be able to turn invisible or be able to read minds? Good answer. I think it would be pretty great to be able to read minds. Then I could listen to how everyone thinks I'm so great all day. Okay, human, your turn to think of a question. Would I rather only be able to whisper or shout? That's a good one. I think I would have to say that I would rather be able to only shout. Sometimes I need a lot of volume to express myself. I think the shouting would suit me more than the whispering. What about you? Which would you choose? That makes sense. You were pretty quiet and reserved when I first met you, so it makes sense that you would choose that one. Okay, my turn to think of one. Would you rather eat a jar of mayonnaise or drink a bottle of hot sauce? Really? I would probably have to do the hot sauce. I like spicy things. Definitely like them more than mayonnaise. Okay, it's your turn now. Would I rather have it all or know it all? That's a really hard one, human. Honestly, I think I have pretty much everything I could ever want. I have my brother. We have a great home. I have wonderful friends like you and Undyne and Alphys. I have my cooking. I have the surface. I get to explore the human world, thanks to you. And every day is like an exciting new adventure, just full of potential discovery. I have a bright future ahead of me, full of great possibilities and great people. I may not be in the Royal Guard or be head of the Royal Guard, and that might not be something I ever get to do since it's been disbanded, but that's okay. I don't really want that anymore. I wouldn't trade anything that I have now for that. I think I do have it all, human. As for knowing it all, I don't know if I would want that. That might bring things that I might not want to know about. Sans is very smart. He always has been, but sometimes it seems like it weighs him down, you know? It makes me wonder if being so smart is more of a curse than a blessing. But what do I really know? Oh, hey, you look a little tired, human. That's alright. I might be a little tired, too. Come on, I've already got you a place to sleep in my room. I gathered up all the pillows and blankets I could find and laid them out on the floor. So it'll be like sleeping in a giant, comfy bed cloud. Are you comfy, human? Good. Boy, this sure has been the best slumber party ever. I hope you had a good time. Yeah, we will have to do it again sometime. Maybe next time we'll go to your house, and Toriel can make some of that really delicious butterscotch cinnamon pie. You know, human, I am really glad to have you as a friend. For a really long time, all I ever thought about was capturing a human. I dedicated a lot of my life trying to capture a human. I thought it would make me cool and popular, and I thought it would make people like me if I could just capture a human. Maybe people would think I was really great, and I could join the Royal Guard and have respect and recognition from my peers. For a really long time, that's what I thought I wanted. But then, one day, you showed up, and you were pretty nice to me from the start, even though I tried and succeeded to capture you. You still thought I was cool and great. You liked me and you wanted to hang out with me, even though you just met me and you'd already wanted to be friends. That had never happened to me, you know. No one had ever been as nice to me as you were. I'm just really glad that things all worked out. You know, with the barrier and all. You freed us, and I think that makes you pretty great. Maybe even greater than me. I just have to figure out what I'm going to do now. I dedicated so much of my time to trying to join the Royal Guard that I never really focused on anything else except cooking. I'm sure glad Undyne decided to teach me. I think that's what I'm going to do, human. I saw that they have whole entire schools here on the surface dedicated to learning how to cook. I was talking to Sans about maybe enrolling in one. He thinks it's a good idea and that I should go for it. What do you think? You really think so? I'm glad to hear that, human. I've been watching a lot of the cooking shows on television. You have a lot of television channels here on the surface. And you have a whole channel that's nothing but cooking. I've been watching it a lot, and I try to follow along sometimes. But some of the ingredients I've never heard of before. You have so many varieties of food and spices and ingredients and whatnot. I'm really eager to try them all. I know that if I work really hard, I can master the human ingredients. Maybe I'll even get to be on one of those cooking shows. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, I thought so too. Maybe one day I could even open my own restaurant. That would be a dream come true for me. Sam says we could call it Bon Appetit. It's clever, but I'm not really sure. I don't know if I could ever do it. You really think so, human? Thank you. That means a lot. I'm really lucky to have a friend like you. Let's be best friends forever and ever. Good night, human.